Chapter 9. The time vault was filled. Filled far beyond the available seating capacity, and men lined the back of the room, three deep. Salver Hardin compared this large company with the few men attending the first appearance of Harry Seldon 30 years earlier. There had only been 6 then. The 5 old encyclopedists, all dead now, and himself, the young figurehead of a mayor. It had been on that day that he, with Johann Lee's assistance, had removed the figurehead stigma from his office. It was quite different now. Different in every respect. Every man of the city council was awaiting Seldon's appearance. He himself was still mayor, but all-powerful now. And since the utter rout of Anacreon, all-popular. When he had returned from Anacreon with the news of the death of Venus and the new treaty signed with the trembling Leopold, he was greeted with a vote of confidence of shrieking unanimity. When this was followed in rapid order by similar treaties signed with each of the other 3 kingdoms, treaties that gave the Foundation powers such as would forever prevent any attempts at attack similar to that of Anacreon's, torchlight processions had been held in every city street of Terminus. Not even Harry Seldon's name had been more loudly cheered. Hardin's lips twitched. Such popularity had been his after the first crisis also. Across the room, Seth Cermak and Lewis Bort were engaged in animated discussion, and recent events seemed to have put them out not at all. They had joined in the vote of confidence, made speeches in which they publicly admitted that they had been in the wrong, apologized handsomely for the use of certain phrases in earlier debates, excused themselves delicately by declaring they had merely followed the dictates of their judgment and their conscience, and immediately launched a new actionist campaign. Johann Lee touched Hardin's sleeve and pointed significantly to his watch. Hardin looked up. "Hello there, Lee. Are you still sour? What's wrong now?" "He's due in 5 minutes, isn't he?"
"I presume so. He appeared at noon last time."
"What if he doesn't?"
"Are you going to wear me down with your worries all your life?"
"If he doesn't, he won't."
Lee frowned and shook his head slowly. "If this thing flops, we're in another mess. Without Seldon's backing for what we've done, Cermak will be free to start all over. He wants outright annexation of the 4 kingdoms and immediate expansion of the Foundation. By force, if necessary. He's begun his campaign already."
"I know. A fire eater must eat fire even if he has to kindle it himself. And you, Lee, have got to worry even if you must kill yourself to invent something to worry about."
Lee would have answered, but he lost his breath at just that moment, as the lights yellowed and went dim. He raised his arm to point to the glass cubicle that dominated half the room and then collapsed into a chair with a windy sigh.